Now for our big race, the Hellbroth Derby. We've already tested our guests on their ability to recognize famous events, stories, movies, and personalities, no matter how disguised. And now we test their powers of observation and deduction. We do this with a puzzle in crime, in which we ask an outstanding radio star to set the stage for us. Today we've invited Brett Morrison, known to you all as Lamont Cranston, alias The Shadow. The contestant who is first to come up with the criminal and with the reason Cranston knew that person was the criminal will be awarded $101. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce...
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as that nemesis of the underworld, the little man who is and is not there at the same time, Lamont Cranston, alias The Shadow. Well, welcome to Quick as a Flash, Lamont.
It's a great pleasure to be here, Ken.
Well, I know you want to get right down to work, so I won't delay you. What's the title of your problem for today?
Murder is a deadly mistake. I call this story Murder is a Deadly Mistake because it best describes how I became involved in the case. It was all on account of a switchboard operator's error. On Friday the 13th, around 5 o'clock in the morning, my phone began to ring. Naturally, I was a little annoyed as I picked up the receiver. Hello.
Hiya, Bobby. When are we going to get together?
Oh, haven't you anything better to do than call people in the middle of the night?
Oh, now, Bobby, you don't want to take that attitude.
Who is this?
Georgie Mendoza.
Who?
Georgie Mendoza.
Now, you've got the wrong number, mister. I don't know anyone by that name.
Come on, Bobby. That's no way to talk to your old roommate.
My old roommate?
Yes. Don't you remember the good old days we spent together at Ossining on the Hudson?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't blame you for wanting to forget him. They tell me you're a big dealer now.
Look, Mendoza, you're making a mistake.
Sure, sure. Listen, Bobby, I'm a little short of cash. You suppose you could dig me up $5,000 for me in the next 24 hours? I'm staying at the Glenview Apartments.
Who do you think you're talking to, Mendoza?
Convict 84726, also known as Leon Cranston.
Cranston? My name happens to be Cranston, with a T.
What?
You heard me.
The operator must have got me the wrong number.
Obviously.
Okay, fella. Forget it.
I don't know, Mendoza. I've got a pretty good memory.
I said forget it. It was just a gag among friends. If you're smart, you won't try to horn in on it.
Well, I like a joke as well as the next party, so despite Mr. Mendoza's warning, I couldn't forget his call. And developments in the next 48 hours made me remember it all the more. For on Sunday morning, there was an item in the paper that an ex-convict named George Mendoza had been found poisoned to death. Then I thought it might be a good idea if the Shadow made a call of his own. Only this time, there'd be no mistake. I looked up the name of Leon Cranston in the phone book, and a half hour later, I was ringing his doorbell.
All right, just a second. I'm coming. What the... Alice!
Yes, dear?
Did you hear the doorbell ring?
Yeah. Who is it, Leon?
That's just it. There's no one here.
What? Oh, that's impossible.
Well, look.
Why, there's no one in the hall.
No. And whoever rang the bell didn't have time to get back to the elevator. I don't get it.
You will if you're not careful, Mr. Cranston.
I heard it. Who said that?
They call me the Shadow.
What do you want here?
The murderer of George Mendoza.
I don't know anyone by that name.
You're lying, Cranston. Mendoza was blackmailing you. He knew you were an ex-convict.
Well... My husband didn't kill him, Shadow.
No? And who did?
I did.
You're crazy, Alice.
No, I knew what I was doing.
Don't believe her, Shadow. I killed him.
That's not true.
I went to his apartment yesterday at 1 o'clock. He was having his lunch. He got up from the table to get a bottle of beer, and I put the poison in his glass.
Don't believe him, Shadow. He couldn't have done it. Mendoza was dead when he got there. I poisoned him long before that.
What poison did you use?
I don't know its name. It was in a bottle I found around the house.
Can you name the poison, Cranston?
No, I got it from an exterminator.
Who?
That won't do you any good, Shadow. He died last week.
That's very convenient.
Can't you see he's making this all up? When Mendoza called Leon, I was listening on the extension. Then I went to his apartment at 7 that morning. He was having his breakfast. I asked him if I could have some coffee. When he went to the stove, I dropped the poison in his orange juice.
She's lying, Shadow. She's trying to protect me.
No. I'm only telling the truth.
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Cranston. We'll call this a draw. But we'll replay this match right after I get a little more information from police headquarters.
Come in. Oh, hi, Lamont.
Hello, Sergeant. How are things?
Couldn't be better. What brings you down here?
Oh, curiosity. I was wondering how you were making up with that Mendoza killing.
Oh, that's in the bag.
What?
Sure, we picked up the killer 15 minutes ago.
Well, who was it?
I'll show you. Steven, will you show our friend in?
Hey, go on me, you big ape.
Keep quiet, Brooks. Lamont, this is the boy I was telling you about. His name is Walter Brooks. He killed Georgia Mendoza.
I did not.
He was blackmailing you, wasn't he?
That doesn't mean anything. I wasn't the only sucker on his list.
Oh, but you had an appointment with him at 5:30 yesterday.
I told you I didn't keep it.
Don't give me that. Somehow you got him to take some prussic acid.
Wait a minute, Sergeant. Was that the poison?
Yeah. Want to see the coroner's report?
I'd like nothing better.
Help yourself.
Name of deceased, George Mendoza. Body discovered by building superintendent, 6 p.m. Saturday. Cause of death, prussic acid, which worked instantly. Rigor mortis setting in at time of discovery. Deceased was found lying on the floor, a broken drinking glass at his side.
And what do you think, Lamont?
I think I can prove who killed George Mendoza.
Why not let us in on the secret?
I'd like nothing better, Sergeant. But suppose we give our quick-as-a-flash contestants a try at first.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The first contestant who wants to try is Phil Hyden. And remember, Mr. Hyden, you must tell us which of these suspects you think committed the murder and how Lamont Cranston knew it.
I think that George Brooks did commit the murder.
And why do you think so, Mr. Hyden?
Well, because the interval between the time of the supposed taking of the poison and the finding of the body. In other words, the coroner said that he found that the death took place instantaneously at the time of the taking of the poison, at 6 o'clock, that was.
Yes.
And the time between the finding of the body and the taking of the poison was too short an interval.
Well, I'm sorry, that wouldn't be our answer, Mr. Hyden, and you're eliminated from this race. We have 5 contestants still eligible. Does one of them want to try now? We have 5 seconds, so there's one who wants to try. That's Mrs. Charles Jelena. That's all we'll have time for. Mrs. Jelinek, rather, what is your answer?
Well, I think that George Brooks did it, too, because the lady and her husband said that they she put the poison in the orange juice in the morning.
No, I'm very sorry. That isn't our answer either, Mrs. Jelinek, and I will have to give you the solution myself. We learned, if you remember, from the coroner's report that rigor mortis was setting in at the time the body was discovered, 6 p.m. Since rigor sets in approximately 5 hours after death, Mendoza died at 1 p.m. and died instantly, since the poison used was prussic acid, which we said kills instantly. In our story, there was only one person who claimed being in Mendoza's apartment at 1 o'clock. That person was Leon Cranston. Therefore, he must have been the murderer. Well, no one won our Hellgross Derby this week, so $101 will be added to the grand prize in next week's Derby, making the total for that big mystery race $202. And, Lamont Cranston, we really enjoyed your story today.
No more than I enjoyed telling it, Ken. Who's going to set the stage in next week's Puzzle and Crime?
Another of radio's favorites. From out west with an exciting yarn, next Sunday comes Mark Chase, the sheriff.
Well, that sounds like fun, Ken. We'll both be listening. Me and my shadow.
Yes, and I'm suggesting right here and now that all our listeners tune in a half hour early next week and catch that thrilling program of yours, Lamont Cranston, alias The Shadow. Quick as a Flash is produced by Parker and Lewis, written by Gene Wang, directed by Richard Lewis. The Red Cross carries on for veterans, for military hospitals, for all communities in time of disaster. You can help by giving generously now. Listen to Brett Morrison as Lamont Cranston on the Shadow program, sponsored by Blue Coal, immediately preceding Quick as a Flash over most of these stations. Don't forget next week, Quick as a Flash's guest detective, Mark Chase, the sheriff. This is Cy Harris speaking for Hellbros, H-E-L-B-R-O-S, Hellbros, the correct one for the correct time. This is Mutual Broadcasting System.